Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s, to pronounce the consonant L at the end of words, as in the words call, style, and people. Many students of English often mispronounce L when it comes at the end of words, pronouncing L like a W sound, like a W sound. This can be confusing to your listener. If you want to speak English with a standard American accent or British accent, it's important to learn how to pronounce this sound at the end of words. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to pronounce the consonant sound L when it comes at the end of words. We're also going to practice this sound in some key American words. So let's begin by reviewing how to pronounce the consonant L. In order to pronounce L correctly, you want to extend your tongue forward so that the tongue tip presses against the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. Do not press against the teeth. Press a little further back, against the ridge. Exhale and vocalize. The air should flow along the sides of your tongue. You can check the airflow by putting your tongue in the position for L, holding it there, and inhaling, breathing in. You should feel the cool air flowing along the sides of your tongue. It sounds like this. Now let's practice L at the end of words in some key words. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to the position of your tongue. Sell, deal, fill, pal, call, bowl, style. Here's an important mistake that you want to avoid. One of the most common mistakes I see students make is that when they pronounce final L, L at the end of words, their lips move forward as well. This creates a sound more like a W, W, because W is produced by moving your lips forward or back. So for example, sell sounds more like sell, or people sounds more like people. If your first language is Portuguese, French, Chinese, Korean, or Japanese, you may especially be making this mistake. It's an important mistake to correct because pronouncing L like W is confusing to your listener and can get in the way of clear communication. So how do we correct this mistake? In order to correct this mistake, I encourage you to use a small mirror while pronouncing words that end in L. Watch your lips carefully as you pronounce them. Are they moving forward? They should not be. You want your tongue to move forward for L, but your lips to remain at rest. Keeping your lips at rest will prevent you from creating a W sound instead of an L sound. Even though your lips want to follow the forward movement of your tongue, you need to keep them put. You want to build the coordination of moving your tongue for L, but not your lips. The tongue muscles are working, but the lip muscles are relaxing. So let's do the exercise again, except this time paying careful attention to your lips. Again, I encourage you to use a mirror while doing this exercise. And remember, go slowly. Please listen and repeat. Sell. Deal. Fill. Pal. Call. Bowl. Style. Now let's try some more difficult words that I often hear my private students mispronounce. You'll notice that most of these words end in bull or pull. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to your form. Able. Cable. Double. People. Mastering final L takes time and practice, but the key to mastering the sound is slow, repetitive practice on a daily basis. You have to repeat and repeat until you develop what's known as muscle memory, the ability to do something automatically, without thinking. Accent reduction is a lot like physical activities such as sports, dancing, or playing an instrument. You have to first do it slowly and correctly in order to do it quickly and correctly. In other words, you need training. If you want more practice exercises and are interested in learning all of the sounds of English, I recommend that you try my full English pronunciation course in MP3, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You'll get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd like to thank those listeners who have made donations to this podcast. Your donations are greatly appreciated and help keep this free podcast going. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.